Walmart Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House expected to present its findings today focusing on autism after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vowed to look into root causes this year. The report expected to suggest a possible link between the use of acetaminophen like Tylenol during pregnancy and autism. Researchers, though, are pushing back. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
No known medical studies have proven that the use of Tylenol, known as acetaminophen, among pregnant women is a cause for autism. Some limited evidence suggests that it's associated with higher rates of neurological issues, but studies have been mixed.
In Florida, Ryan Ruth, the man representing himself in the attempted assassination trial against Donald Trump last year, rested his case today, closing arguments taking place next. The jury could get the case later this week. Volatile storms leading to flood alerts in the nation's midsection and parts of the South today, the same storm that impacted areas near Dallas last night. This is ABC News. California residents were jolted early this morning by a 4.3 magnitude quake centered near Berkeley in the East Bay. No reports, though, of injuries or damage. Just north of San Francisco Bay Area, residents on alert due to an aggressive squirrel in the neighborhood.
In San Rafael, there has been a series of attacks perpetrated by a vicious squirrel.
She almost killed me.
Its victims have claw and bite marks. They've had to go to the emergency room. The squirrel jumps onto its victims as they're out walking or in their yard. The reddish squirrel has attacked multiple victims, including Isabel Campoy.
Tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from.
Experts say the behavior typically comes from a squirrel that was fed by humans early in life and gets aggressive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
3 months after a jury acquitted Karen Reed of the murder of the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, she's back in court trying to get a dismissal and part of a civil lawsuit against her. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. You may have noticed a bit of a detour if you normally drive on East Mason Street in Green Bay. Construction is underway to improve parts of East Mason and Main Street on the city's east side. East Mason is closed now between the Main Street intersection almost to Abrams Street. Assistant City Engineer Chaming Yang says once they get through the first month, Lime Kiln will open back up. So drivers should be able to use that route in a couple of weeks. But the section between Lime Kiln and Main Street will stay closed until mid-December. The goal is to get the projects done before the first snowfall. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection to inmate deaths is off the hook. Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following 5 inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when 2 inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. 5 other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all 4 quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge.
I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. The first day of fall, also the first day of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You'll have seven chances each day with a unique keyword, including this hour in just a few minutes. WGBW.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. Your mind.
persuasion. It's a new vibration. Crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Thank you.
Hitching a ride with Vanity Fair. It's local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. All right. Are you ready for it? It is the first day of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. 7 chances each day to enter those keywords on the Civic Media app, which hopefully you have downloaded already. If not, you can do it for free in your phone's app store. Once you have done that, you select 97.9 as your favorite station. Then when you open the app for these keywords, you just click My Station at the bottom, the text button, and boom, you're ready to enter your word. And that multi-state keyword for this hour is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. If only we could have had one more score yesterday, we could have maybe won. SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Good luck.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always on Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above.
The Everly Brothers, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A great Everly Brothers tribute show coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center on Friday, October 3rd.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Hey!
bullet, bullet. Watch it now, watch it, watch it, watch it.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I did give the 3 o'clock keyword already. Eric Westfall here. I will do it again, though, before 4. So, yeah, if you missed it earlier, don't worry. It's going to be coming again. If you hit it earlier when I just gave it, then you're good for this hour. Your local news update with Connie Feldman.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A heartbreaker in Cleveland as the Packers lose to the Browns in the last 2 seconds of the game yesterday. Cleveland didn't even score until the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, but then the game turned in a hurry. An interception and blocked field goal attempt by the Packers set the Browns up to break the 10-10 tie, which they did with a 55-yard field goal. The Pack fell to the Browns 13-10 in their first loss of the season. While the team was on the road, hundreds of Girl Scouts had a slumber party at Lambeau Field Saturday night. Around 400 Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes spent an evening touring the stadium, making cards for local nursing homes, as well as blankets for the Humane Society, and watching a movie. Then about 150 Scouts rolled out their sleeping bags for an overnight in the Hall of Fame. The Packers regularly host smaller groups of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for sleepovers in the Hall of Fame, but this was just the second year such a large contingent of Girl Scouts gathered for the Lambeau Field event. Green Bay area school students head back to class today under some new safety protocols put in place by the district. About 11,000 students had to get a new clear backpack if they wanted to bring a bag to school. Thousands of clear backpacks have been donated by local businesses and people around the community to support students. That's just one of several new safety measures put in place after police found a loaded gun and ammunition in a student's backpack at Preble High School nearly 2 weeks ago. The district held a community roundtable discussion last week to gather ideas from the public on what they'd like to see in schools to keep students safe. The school board will present the results of that discussion at their next school board meeting on October 13th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WGBW. We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets a big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose. They keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Every body feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay up.
out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. Eric here on this first day of fall with Dusty Springfield, wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him and do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him, 'cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, just wishing and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Yeah, just do it, and after you do, you kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Yeah, just do it, and after you do,
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here with that Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Multi-state keyword for 3 o'clock. If you missed it earlier, it is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. You text that in on the Civic Media app. Again, SCORE.
Been 40 days since I don't know when.
Lee Michaels, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Do you have a favorite local restaurant? I'm not talking about a chain place. I'm talking about a local restaurant owned by somebody here. No franchise fees are going anywhere. Employing local people, you know, maybe sourcing local ingredients. Well, today would be a great day to go and eat at that establishment. And if there's a place maybe that fits that category that you haven't eaten at it yet but wanted to, also good. Why? Because today is National Eat Local Day. And let me tell you, we have a ton of great restaurants in this area, great local restaurants. And if you are a local restaurant owner, I would encourage you to reach out here to 97.9. We'd love to have you as an advertiser.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
I get around.
I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I will have another Go for the Green and Gold text to win keyword coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now it's the classics, Four and Spooky.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Walt Disney Company announcing the return of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel Live is expected to air a new episode Tuesday night, days after Disney suspended production on the show after Kimmel's comments following the killing of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, said the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. After days of what they call thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, they reached the decision to return the show.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. The Trump administration is expected to release its findings suggesting a possible link, it says, between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts are disputing the possible link in those Tylenol brands, saying it stems from limited studies. A U.S. Navy official says eight Navy ships are located in the Caribbean and Pacific waters near Central and South American countries. The deployment preceded the Trump administration confirming it carried out a military strike on a small boat believed to have been transporting drugs. This is ABC News. 3 months after a jury acquitted Karen Reed of murder and the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, she's back in court trying to dismiss part of a civil lawsuit against